All the Ball's the best, number one.
It's the GOAT of sports apps.
Talk about the greatest of all time. Big Joe's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. We know it.
I'm going to say I'm the Djokovic of this scenario.
I love it.
Download the OTB sports app now. The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and welcome to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports news on Monday, the 28th of February. The FAI has offered its full support to Ukraine's FA and confirmed no Irish team will play against Russia at any level until further notice. In a show of solidarity, FAI headquarters will be lit up in the colours of the Ukrainian flag at 7 o'clock tonight. Ireland are due to play Ukraine twice in the Nations League this summer. Meanwhile, it's been reported UEFA are planning to remove Spartak Moscow from this season's Europa League in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Spartak are due to play German side RB Leipzig in the last 16 next week. Chelsea's owner Roman Abramovich has been called by Ukraine to try and bring about peace with Russia. A spokesperson for the Russian billionaire says he's trying to help broker a resolution between the two countries. Over the weekend, Abramovich asked Chelsea's foundation to take stewardship of the club, a move they haven't agreed to yet over concerns about UK charity law. All 10 teams are back in action tonight in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Champions Shamrock Rovers will look to bounce back from Friday's defeat to Derry City when they face Drogheda United at Tallaght Stadium. That game starts at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 7.45, the early leaders Derry host Sligo Rovers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Dundalk and Finn Harps will both be aiming to get a first win of the new campaign. They meet at Oriel Park. Bohemians take on Dublin rivals St Pat's at Dalymount Park. There's also a Dublin derby at Belfield where UCD host Damien Duff's Shelburne. Leeds are expected to appoint former Leipzig and Salzburg boss Jesse Marsh as their new manager. The Premier League side sacked Marcelo Bielsa yesterday, with the club just 2 points above the relegation zone. Gigi Buffon's extended his contract with Parma until 2024, meaning the veteran goalkeeper will be 46 when it expires. The 2006 World Cup winner with Italy, who began his career with the club, has won 10 Serie A titles and is the league's record appearance maker with 657 games. Speaking of goalkeepers, Caoimhín Kelleher is at the best club to improve. According to former Liverpool defender Mark Lawrenson, the Republic of Ireland international scored a penalty in Liverpool's shootout win over Chelsea in the League Cup final yesterday. The 23-year-old has made just 8 appearances for Liverpool this season, but Lawrenson told OTBAM that Jurgen Klopp wouldn't be keen on a loan move for Kelleher.
He'd possibly go to another Premier League side, if not maybe go to the Championship. But if you really, really think about it, you know, in the small-sided games that they play in training and everything, so he's up against Salah and Mane and, you know, all these players. I mean, surely you must learn nearly every single day from them, and they are world-class talent, and he's not going to go somewhere where he's going to be playing with world-class players if he gets loaned out. So he's still young, obviously. You know, everybody likes him. He knows everybody likes him. He must absolutely love it at the football club as well. But I just don't see the manager, unless he got another outstanding number two, I don't think he'd ever loan him out. Why would you?
Former Ireland rugby international Alan Quinlan was also on the show this morning. He believes Andy Farrell's side should be confident going to Twickenham in 2 weeks' time. Ireland are second in the Six Nations, 3 points behind France after yesterday's 57-6 win over Italy. England beat Wales on Saturday and, like Ireland, have 2 wins from 3. But Quinlan says it's hard to assess where England are at right now, given some of the changes made by Eddie Jones.
England were quite blunt and not really sure between their power game and their attack game, where they're at really, you know, with the players Eddie Jones has introduced and the type of game they're trying to play. I think they were fortunate in the end and pretty relieved to be hanging on against Wales, who reacted and were magnificent probably for the last 20, 30 minutes of the game and could have possibly won it. England weren't great and they kicked a lot. Their attack wasn't fluid like we expected. So, I don't know, it's hard to judge them, but on the evidence of what we saw at the weekend and what we've seen so far from England, a very, very risky thing to say. I'd be confident with Ireland going to Twickenham.
The 5 Allianz Football League games that were postponed last weekend due to the weather have been rescheduled for next weekend. Westmeath and Longford will meet in Mullingar on Saturday in Division 3, while in the same division, Fermanagh are down to play Laois at Brewster Park. The other 3 games are on Sunday. Galway host Offaly and Salt Hill in Division 2, and in Division 4 at Sligo against Cavan at Markovic Park, along with Wexford and Tipperary at Wexford Park. And defending champion Jordan Brown's out of the Welsh Open. He lost to Mitchell Mann by 4-3 in the first round match, but Fergal O'Brien safely into round two after a 4-1 win over Stephen Maguire. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Monday Night Rugby for a look back on the weekend's Six Nations action. And the football show will keep you up to date with all of tonight's League of Ireland games. You can tune into News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap. Available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.